And now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Ryan Hoffy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Hello, David.
Oh, what's up, my man, Ryan?
I'm doing pretty good, bro. It's very weird. The past few weeks, we've been recording on a Saturday when I am done with my day job. So, like, I'll be pretty tired because I get up at, like, 5 a.m. on Saturdays. Today, it's, like, the opposite. It's, like, bizarro world. I slept in till, like, 11:30, 11:45, and you're the one. You had a pretty crazy night, David.
Oh, my God. I am so tired. I only slept a couple hours. It was rough.
What happened? What the hell happened to David?
Well, I was coming home last night. I was good. I got done early. It was an early night. Stayed out. And I was driving home. And I'm on US 19, nice little easy highway.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I look down at my gauge cluster and I see my tire pressure light going on. I'm like, well, that's interesting. That wasn't on a second ago.
Isn't that the worst feeling when that thing comes on?
Yeah. You're like, oh my God, what's going on? Like,
no.
Am I going to die? No. So, like, I was like, oh, fuck. And I looked at, I looked at the gauge and mm-hmm. saw, like, pressure was just going, like, it was dropping, like, a PSI, like, every, like, few seconds, like, 10 seconds, it would be, like, down another one. I was like, oh, crap, that looks nasty.
That's not good.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, let me pull over, and I'm like, just a few miles from home. I'm literally, like, 4 miles from home. Like, I'm so close. I can't just, like, fucking, like, oh, why am I losing tire pressure? So yeah. I pull over, I get out. I'm like, maybe the sensor went bad. So I looked, all right, driver's side tire's fine. Let me go around, and I go around the other side, I hear, and you're just, and not only do you hear tire deflating, your soul just starts deflating because you're like, oh, what the fuck do I do now?
And it's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. Like, nobody's on the road. And I pulled off next to a fucking, like, this ghetto ass strip club over here.
Which one? Baby Dolls?
Yeah, Baby Dolls.
Yeah. I had my live appearance
I was too worried I wouldn't make it just across the street to, like, the other classier one, Oz.
No. You got to go to Baby Dolls.
Yeah, so I pulled over, like, in front of Baby Dolls, in front of this, like, little school thing. I was like, shit, I got to get this off the road. I tried to put air in the tire, and yeah. I'm like, the air was going out as fast as, like, I was coming in. I was like, this is fucking pointless. So, anyway, call AAA.
Mm-hmm.
They come about an hour later.
They always take forever in the overnight. During the day, 40 minutes.
The guy didn't fucking call me. I called AAA twice. They're like, oh, we'll send over the paperwork. I guess the paperwork never went through because the people on the phone line who's trying to help you don't actually know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, so the guy finally calls me like an hour later. Like, I ended up just coming back home. I was like, fuck it, I'll handle it in the morning. So I'm only four miles away. I had my friend with me. We came back here. Yeah, shut up. And then and then I get the phone call, and the guy's like, he's like, oh yeah, I was almost not coming. Well, I'm like, I'm glad you are right now. Let's get this handled. So I meet you there in 12 minutes. Good. Get the car, drop it off at Tires Plus. And then I'm like, I went to go get breakfast. And then by now it's like 4:30 in the morning. And I'm like, I'm looking at the time of, like, when they open, because I want to make sure this gets handled as quickly as possible. Because, you know, cars nowadays just don't have fucking spare tires anymore. I have to actually get my car towed to a fucking car place to get it taken care of now. Anyway, because, you know, I can actually change a tire, unlike most people nowadays.
Life is very unpredictable, and anything can happen at any time.
But, you know,
that's the only negative part about being out late with you, is that, like, things can happen at 4 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I take command. When something happens, I have no choice. I have to take command of the situation.
Yeah,
I have
do.
To get it fucking rectified as quickly as possible.
Commander David.
Yeah, I have no choice. We have to fucking, like, strap up and go into fucking war. All right, we got to get this car out of here now, because I'm not going to hang around here with the car, like, in a strange parking lot. I'm not going to, because then I'm going to be anxious all night. Like, oh, fuck, the car's in. I got to wake up early anyway. Anyway.
I don't like getting up early. I had a sleepover.
But that still caused me anxiety, because now I'm like, fuck, my car. I wasn't worried about the tire, because I got, like, ladies and gentlemen, if I can give you a point of advice out there.
Please.
Always get the tire insurance. Always get when you go to Tires Plus, it's like, you know, negotiate with them. They'll give you a good deal, but you get the coverage on the tire. I've replaced three of these in like 3 months already.
I'm more of a tire
piece for like $15.
I'm more of a Tire Kingdom cat. I love Tire Kingdom.
I don't know,
Kingdom.
Whatever. I don't care. I need tires, and like, I know it's a monotonous thing to do, but whatever. It's fine. I'm glad I got it anyway. So yeah. So like, I'm anxious, and so I keep waking up. Like, I go to sleep at like 4:30, then I wake up at 6 in the morning. And I'm like, fuck. Is it almost time? Nope. Okay. So then I wake up at like 7 in the morning, and I'm like, oh good, they're open. So I call them.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, we'll get it handled. And then I couldn't go back to sleep. And then I was up to like, I don't know, 10 this morning and went to go get my truck.
That's the only thing about being a night owl is like, some things can happen where you're going to go to bed later than you want to. And then it's like the whole next day is a drag.
I mean, it's kind of the normal time, but I mean, I would have slept more if I wasn't probably anxious about getting the situation rectified.
You got to have that in the back of your mind.
Yeah, I got my car back by like 10 o'clock this morning, so... You know, it was only down for a few hours, got it handled first thing.
And this weather has just been very bizarre. If you don't live in St. Peter, Tampa, you probably don't care, but that's where we're at. So we'll talk about the weather. It's like been either cloudy out and then really sunny for 20 minutes and then cloudy. It's like I'm in a tropical Cleveland.
It's very weird. Yeah, exactly. We're like in the tropical north or something right now. It's like, because it's hot and fucking, I walked outside. I'm like, oh, look, it's cloudy. And I walk out there in sweatpants. And I'm like, this is way too much.
I know.
Let me put on shorts and a t-shirt.
I talk to my shrink once a week, and I talk to him on the phone so I can just like, you know, do things
while
talking to him.
What do you tell your shrink?
What do I talk to him about?
Yeah, what do you tell him?
What was today about? Today was about.
Can I be your shrink? We can be your shrink. Yeah. Me and the mutants can be your shrink.
I do not want the audience known as mutants of FM morning radio to give me any advice about anything when they don't know how to use something called Spotify. Well, there's this thing, David.
They're not judgmental. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're not at all. They don't cheat on their wife. Here's what I'm saying. I just kind of, the weird part is I never know what mood I'm in when I, you know, go to a shrink. Because it's at 12:15 and I get up around 11:30, I shower and I talk to them on the phone. Today it was about, you know, being single, and it was about dealing with haters. And then we kind of just shoot the crap. We just kind of talk about whatever. And then I was like, okay, because I can end it at any time, I was like, I'm running out of things to talk about. There's like a limit with it because you're supposed to do a whole hour. And I'm telling you, dude, it's kind of hard to do the whole hour. But then you just begin to repeat it.
I don't want to fucking talk to anybody. I don't want to sit there and talk to these people. Like,
yeah.
It's not let me tell you about my upbringing. First of all, they don't care. They're there to make money. They're going to give you some BS response anyway. That's going to be generic anyway.
Yeah. When there's like a lot going on in my life, I love having a therapist. But then it's like when there's really no problems, like I don't really have any problems right now.
So then why do you got to go talk to him in the first place then?
I know. That was kind of the thing.
Can't you just call him and be like, hey, I need to talk to you?
I was like sort of rehashing the past today. And I was like, okay, I'm just re-wounding myself. Like this really isn't productive. Like it's like you're just about healed with a wound. And then it's like, you're like, where's the knife? I want to poke at it. Because if you have something fresh to vent about, seeing a shrink can be amazing. But if you're just rehashing the past, you're literally just re-injuring yourself through
the
wound.
That's what they make the Scientologists do when they like do auditing. They make them like go through like painful memories and they make them like explain them in detail.
It's the worst feeling ever.
And they make them keep doing it. But apparently, it makes it maybe it's a way of help further the healing. It helps dig it out a little bit, right?
Well, the thing I like is that I'm doing it at my house before. When I had a shrink through my insurance, it wasn't the best because they handpicked it and it was this like judgmental boomer. But with this guy, he's like around my age. And we've been talking for 2 years. And the other thing is I'm doing it at my house so I don't have to sit there. I can walk around. I was doing the laundry. I was making my bed. I was vacuuming. I was like cleaning my apartment while I was being productive. I was petting my cat. But before, like 5-6 years ago, I would be sitting here and the room would be as big as this room. I'd be as close to the person as I am to you right now if you're watching on Hoppy TV. And it was like, they said a lot of accurate things about the radio shows I worked on, but it was like not really helpful. There was really no solution. It was like, oh yeah, you work with scumbags. Yeah,
But I'm like, sorry, this is your dream.
Sorry, you want to emulate these assholes.
Sorry, this is what you want to become. You know, I never actually went to go see a therapist ever. I don't know, maybe I should. I don't know. I read when I was in my 20s, I read like self-help books and shit like that.
What's your favorite self-help book?
I don't know. I had The Secret was a good one.
People hate on The Secret because they don't get that it just doesn't happen overnight.
Well,
because I've been doing Law of Attraction for 5 years and my life has improved. But people hate on it and they go, oh, yeah, I close my eyes and I think of this. It's going on. It's like, shut up. You're not really getting the point of it.
My sister doesn't believe that. And it's like, well, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, all right,
fine.
Is
she a negative person?
Yeah, like my whole family. It's fine.
Yeah, so then it's not going to work for them. You're like a grumpy but positively grumpy person. I've never met anything like it.
Yeah, I'm just a curmudgeon, but at the same time, like, everything's going to work out. It's all great.
Well,
it's called balance, Ryan. Okay. We try to find a happy medium between constantly pissed off and exceptionally jubilant.
So I have an app that gives me motivational quotes all day, and it'll like give me a text alert or whatever. And the one I see a lot is, there would be no happiness without sadness.
No shit. There would be no black without any white. Without the sun, there is darkness. No shit. And you know, some poor bastard out there is going, yeah, that makes so much sense. Yeah. Hey, more proud to you, buddy. What if, power to you.
What if I told you I was that person?
Yeah, I bet you are.
I go, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I like that.
What goes up must come down.
There's sometimes, because I have bipolar, so what a surprise. One day I'm in a really good mood. The next day I'm like overthinking and a little high. Right now that's like me. Like, I'm happy to be here. But focus on the moment, Ryan. You know what that means? That means we need to take a commercial break.
Okay? Do we?
Yeah.
All right.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I want to have some good vibes right now. So, hello. This is the Logo Morning Show.
I am a tough guy. You know that? Because I tell everybody on the radio how tough I am, that means I'm tough. Because when I genuinely think of someone who is tough and it's totally fun to be around, they have to let you know that they're tough and fun to be around with their famous celebrity friends that only are with them for attention on the radio.
This following segment has been brought to you by Mitra 9, Kava, and Kratom. When I tell you that Mitra 9 is the best around, I'm a man of my words. Go to mitra-9.com at checkout. Use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%. This is also being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir is the best MMA trainer in all of the Bay Area, I am a man of my words. Also, so I have the best Kava and Kratom hookup. I have the best hookup on MMA trainers. And if you want top-notch, I was wondering what that sound was. If you want top-notch elite, and I mean elite CBD honey, go to dzbzhoney.com, and at checkout, use keyword Hoppy to save 20%. Again. All these websites that I use to promote myself and blah, 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 and da-da-da, all the keywords are Hoppy. Here's how I know if you're a lover of Ryan Hoppy or if you're a hater of Ryan Hoppy, because I can see this on my website. My last name is spelled H-O-P-P-E. So for mitra-9.com or dzbzhoney.com, use keyword H-O-P-P-E. But I can see who goes on my website, not like each person, but I can see what they looked up. And a lot of people look up, what happened to Ryan H-O-P-P-Y? And I'm like, I don't know about that, Ryan. But this Ryan you're talking to, Ryan H-O-P-P-E, he's doing pretty good. Can you imagine that, David, if they were to be like Pezza? Well, because like I'll have a radio host go like, oh, you're a Pez head or whatever the dumb, or Pez machine. That's like the insult.
Is that what they really say?
That's what they used to say back in the day. It's, you're a Pez head. You're a Pez machine.
Me?
Yeah.
No, they called me a Pez dispenser.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
You remember the insult better than me. That's well, how good yeah, the insult
of course,
because
it was my fucking life.
Are you telling me growing up, David Pezza, that you had to hear that all the time?
No, I mean, you know, they all called me. Then in elementary school, they called me Pizza. And I was like, yeah, well, pizza's good.
I so do love pizza. Do you think pineapple deserves to be on pizza?
I mean, I tried it. It ain't bad. I mean, it's got a little bit of a savory sweet thing going on. I mean, I'm not going to order that.
But it's kind of like average sucks. It's like, I'm not going out of my way to have it, but I'm not going to decline it, you know?
Yeah, I ain't hating.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
And now for something completely different.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Oh, yeah.
I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. This is the playlist I put on when I'm getting late.
Hey, do me a favor.
Spotify to Mia. That'll turn everything on. What?
Hand me that mouse over there.
The mouse over there?
Yeah. I'm going to close something out.
Leave us a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I was watching either the cable news or listening to some AM radio. I forget which one it was, with like an old person, and they were giving out their website and they put in www, and I went, someone's gotta let that guy know.
www. why do we still start websites with www?
I don't type that in.
I mean,
I only type
do
it
you
in.
Just type in the website and just go .com?
Actually, if I'm sending an email for like applying for a job or sending out my work, I do put W. I actually put the HTTPS as well, because I want to look official. You know, that's what I'm going for, David, at all times.
I would just make it a link and be like, click here.
How often do you send out emails?
Not much anymore.
Yeah. You're killing it in life. You don't need to.
It's a waste of goddamn time.
Yeah, so is this conversation.
Oh, happy hot topic.
I'm kidding. Did you hear that Paris Hilton had a night out with Prince William and Prince Harry? She's going to talk about the classy time that she had and whatever. I wonder if the night out is what everybody is like thinking it means.
Didn't we just talk about her like last week?
Yeah, her kid has a big head.
Why is this fucking broad still in the damn news?
She has done a good job of having no talent. I mean, it helps being a Nepo baby.
Who is that on the screen? That's not Paris Hilton.
That
right?
is Paris.
She looks totally different.
She looks hotter.
She does look hotter. She's got a good plastic surgeon.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She's one of the top notch ones. 856-49.
Best of the best.
We hung out in London.
You hung out? Like, did you
years
like,
ago.
Go mm. out to a club?
This was years ago.
Years ago.
Paris Hilton is sharing details of her night out with an unexpected royal duo. While appearing on the November 29th episode of Watch What Happens Live alongside her mother, Kathy Hilton, Paris reveals to host Andy Cohen that she once hung out with Prince William and Prince Harry on a night out.
I can't
in
listen
London.
To this guy talk.
And Harry. I can't either. Holy but when Christ. I think of Prince William and Prince Harry hanging out, this is the first thing I think of right here, David. When I think of them hanging out.
Why is that so loud?
You know what I did there? Choo choo.
Why? Because they're going to run a train on Paris Hilton.
That's the better one. That used to be the sound effect of when my
all
boss called me.
Blow in the bathroom and everything.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Again.
Whenever I hear that train sound effect, I think of my boss from my first radio job, because I had that as the voicemail whenever he would call. So whenever I feel like I was in trouble, I'd be like, choo choo, choo choo. And I would run to the other room to go check the phone.
Just to give yourself some more anxiety.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
David, by the way, are you a big fan of Spotify Wrapped? I mean, I know you're not the biggest fan of wrapping it up, but are you into Spotify Wrapped?
I mean, I didn't post it.
I posted that we had an 85% increase this year compared to the last year.
Look at you growing.
And last year, I was already doing well, so it wasn't like I went from 0 to 85. It was an 85% increase from last year's increase. So the last 3 years, I've been increasing. But I didn't want to post too much. I did one
You're
post.
You're increasing in size.
Yeah. I don't even know why I said that. And why I had it in that tone. Yeah. The thing with Spotify Wrapped is do one post a few pictures, and get out of there. I noticed people were doing multiple posts. like artists that are up and coming locally. And you should be proud of how many listens you got on Spotify. But you know what's sad? Is Weird Al made a video for everybody that had him as their favorite artist, which, first of all, it's sad if Weird Al is your favorite artist. And second of all, Weird Nerds. Al made it, and he pretty much said, I can't find the audio, but he pretty much made a joke saying that he made $12 from all the listens he had that year. And he's like, I can buy a sandwich. And the thing is, I don't know if he's being serious, but I do hear that Spotify does not pay the artists enough. And as well, they're laying off 17% of their workforce.
So
they're doing really well.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was able to take some money out of my account from some of the streams I have on my music.
Bitches love brunch.
Yeah, a couple bucks. Nothing terrible.
What'd you use it on? A bottle of wine?
I think I paid a bill with it.
See, it helps.
Yeah, a little bit helps. It only took 2 years to accumulate. But you know, some I was looking at some of these like local artists, and it's just like so funny because like you can just tell like who's been paying for their streams and who's not.
I know, like if you're a local podcast, like we are authentic as hell. We don't do fake segments, we don't exploit people for ratings, we don't cheat on our girlfriends or whatever. Here's the thing though. I will tell you, there are some times that I'll post a social media video and it'll get one like. There's sometimes I post something and it gets 50 likes. It varies. But I would rather have the genuine, to have the authentic moment of either a lot of listens or not that many listens, and to just show the real side. You can often tell, David, that when somebody pays for it, they have like 200 likes of like all these Instagram accounts that are like follow me back. So it's like that fake follow me back train type of thing from TikTok.
100,000 fucking fans, and then they only have like 2 likes.
And then the comment section will be like, follow me here for St. Pete promoted. Follow me here for this. And it's like, you don't have a genuine comment. Like, I'd rather have our genuine listeners that hit us up. We have some people that listen to us all the time, like Tim out of New Jersey who listens to us. We have Thomas, we have a lot of T's, out of St. Petersburg. And my friend Jamie, we were the second most listened to show on his Spotify platform. The problem was we didn't beat a meditation podcast. So I think we got to add some meditation for that.
Hopefully this show doesn't suck. I have this one rapper. He had like 66. He said his thing said he had 66,000 followers on his Spotify, but only 10,000 people listened to his song. I'm like, well, something is not adding up there.
I wonder how many scams there are within Spotify.
So many, and then they all brag about it like it's a big hit. It's like literally these fake numbers are inflating people's egos, and it's repulsive because then you got to hear them brag about it.
David, we need to have a meditation session.
This
is my favorite meditation clip. This has been online for 10 years. This was the original sound healing meditation YouTube video. I used to meditate to this when I was 19 years old in Arlington Heights, Illinois.
I feel very at one.
My dad would be in the other room and like, turn that down.
Turn that shit off.
It was either that or I would have on Opie and Anthony when they were on Sirius XM in the morning, and they'd be like dropping C words. And he'd be like, that's enough. And he would literally turn off my radio.
That's acceptable. I wish everybody wasn't so stupid. Yeah, I'm feeling very relaxed right now.
Speaking of people being stupid, I'm going to keep this in the background. I kind of like this vibe. I won't do it too long, trust me.
I feel like I'm about to like ascend to another realm.
It's kind of the vibe I'm going for.
Kind of. I feel like I'm being abducted by aliens. Oh.
Remember Cash Me Outside? How about that?
Oh, yeah. I heard she's she's preggers at 20 years old.
That poor kid.
Good decision, lady. Did you ever subscribe to her OnlyFans?
No, I don't pay for OnlyFans. Listen, I don't have a lot of standards, but trust me, I'm not paying for your porn.
If you had frivolous money to spend, you would.
That's fair.
You'd be like, let's see what they look like naked. Because why not?
Man,
nothing. I feel like I'm already ascending.
Yeah! Ascending to the afterlife, where it's nothing but beautiful women!
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's called David's apartment.
Bad baby is pregnant. she will have another white trash child.
Oh my God, dude. Can you imagine having that as your mom?
Can you imagine impregnating that? Jesus Christ.
I just feel
cheese and rice.
I just feel old that she's like old enough to like, I mean, she was
she's old not
enough.
Old, she's 20.
But that's like, she's like legal. It's like, ugh. Like, I remember when she was 13. I remember when local morning shows were talking about like doing a countdown of when she was going to turn 18. And I was like, that's kind of weird. Someone should check your hard drive. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. What?
At what age do you like come to the realization that your parents are trash? Is that like something that happens in your 20s? You're like, wow.
Late 20s.
Yeah, you're like late 20s. You're like, no wonder why my life is a complete disaster.
My parents are not trash at all, but I definitely noticed that my flaws.
I mean, mine aren't either, but yeah.
The flaws you have that either expel during a relationship or during a job, a lot of it comes from my dad. It's clear cut.
Ugh, fucking, yep. Well, we all know you got daddy issues.
That's why I attract girls with daddy issues, is because I have this nice guy energy. And then it wears off. Dating a girl with daddy issues is fun until you become the father figure in a relationship that she hates. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
Like, it's all good when the sex is fun and she's like, daddy, daddy.
I always find it weird that the girls want to marry their dad.
Yeah.
They're always looking for that one that's just like their dad.
It's very off-putting.
I'm daddy. I mean,
maybe that's why I'm single, because I don't know of any other 6'9" radio host. Come on, that was funny.
You're definitely one of a kind, Ryan.
Happy hour.
This following segment has been brought to you by the best, and I mean the best, hemp lemonade around. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that you don't always have to drink alcohol to get lit, to get a little out of here, to get a little turned up. You also can drink Astro Bliss Hemp Lemonade at astrobleme.com, A-S-T-R-O-B-L-E-M-E.com. At checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, and you can save 10%. And it'll make you feel so relaxed. It's something that you can drink, you know?
Is this more of your meditation music?
I have a whole playlist on YouTube of meditation music. You can lay back and meditate to this and think about how handsome David and I are. Yes, sir?
Is this what you do when you're like, when you're having like a meltdown?
Yeah.
You just lay on the floor and you put like, you're like,
lay on my bed and my cat cuddles with me. Maybe watch a little porn.
Yes, Whiskers. Yes, yes. Yes, Whiskers. Yes, show me the love and the comfort.
I don't know why.
What is that from?
I don't know. I don't know why I gave you that accent either.
Yes, Luna is what you're supposed to say.
Oh, Luna. Yeah. Luna. Short for lunatic.
Luna's got the hardest job.
Dealing with you?
Oh, bro. I'm telling you right now. I'm not trying to talk myself down. Enough of that. But, I was thinking about it, like, because every night she, like, sleeps by my feet, because I move around a lot in my sleep, so I feel like she probably doesn't want to get crushed. And second of all, she does this weird thing. I'll be, like, getting up at 4:30 to go to the bathroom, and my couch is, like, right in front of my bed, and she'll just be watching me sleep. And my old girlfriends that I've lived with both told me she just watches me when I sleep. It's very creepy. It's actually kind of sad how attached I am to my cat, because then it's like, it's kind of like a breakup. Like when the pet, it's almost like not healthy to be that close to a pet, because then when they go, then it's like you're never the same.
I think she's just waiting for you to die so she can just eat you. I really think that. I think like cats, like if they were bigger, they would just be like, at one point, they'd just be like, ah, fuck it. Just fucking take your head off. Like look what happened with Tiger King. How many of those guys got like attacked by their tigers,
like randomly? That's not a bad point, David.
You know, can't trust a cat. Trust a dog.
I did not like Tiger King, and you want to know why I didn't like Tiger King? It reminded me of 102.5 The Bone.
Happy hour.
And nobody wants that.
He never holds back.
and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Now for something completely different.
My microphone was not on.
Press the button.
But I was being very stoic and in a good mood. We have a lot to get into. I want to keep this in the background to kind of have
a good
vibe.
Are we still playing meditation music?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're going to.
Gloria Allred.
Never mind.
Is. What?
Nothing.
No. I can't just go the rest of my life without knowing what you're going
to
say.
I mean, we're just going to sit here and just like badmouth celebrities and listen to meditation music. Seems like a weird dichotomy if you ask me. It's like, I don't even know, it's like eating peanut butter and spaghetti sauce.
That does sound kind of good.
Yes. Now in the news, Will Smith says he's going to stay with Jada Pinkett Smith until his testicles fall off.
How did you know I had that?
Because I know the Hoppy format at this point.
Will Smith says fame is the darnest thing. I'm deeply human. Wow!
I got that psychic energy.
Dude, but oh, by the way, it's annoying when you're talking to a girl and she's like, I'm kind of a psychic and I read energy. Can you tell me what your sign is? Oh, you're a Virgo. So I'm a Scorpio because I don't have anything else going on in my life. So I have to base it off of this fiction because it gives me an identity, because without that, I'm nothing.
you should tell them next time to be like, so what's your sign? You should be like, Ace of Base.
I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign.
It took you a second. Like, who the hell's Ace of Base?
It took me a second.
Yeah. Do people remember that? Yeah. I
don't know. This is my panic attack song.
All right, breathe into the bag. It's too late, babe. Stop freaking out, Ryan. Stop freaking out. You got this.
I'm good. Because Lughead, your roommate's not here, that's why I'm yelling. If he was here, I'd be like, I'm good. But because he's not here, I'm going, I'm good. Also on the news here, bank records show Joe Biden received $1,400 monthly from Hunter's company that received millions from China. Oh yeah, but as the liberals say, he's not corrupt at all.
But $1,300 a month ain't shit. That's not even like good social security check.
That's how much a board operator makes. He's pretty much a board off of a president.
If you're lucky, but
that's actually.
But I'm sure that I'm
a good joke.
Probably others. What?
Joe Biden's a board op of a president.
I guess if you're like a radio DJ.
Yeah, I feel like that joke would not work with most people. People would be like, "What's a board op?"
He's pretty much. That's his social security check that he's getting.
Does he get a social security check?
I hope not.
I bet he does.
Right, these fucking guys out there getting social security checks on top of robbing the country blind and taking all some this dirty phony money.
I got breaking news for you. Young Jeezy, now known as Jeezy.
Dude. Now he's medium aged Jeezy.
He cheated on his wife. Whoa!
Oh my God, how could you?
What a surprise. A rapper cheating on their wife? It's never happened before. A local morning show cheating on their wife? That happens every weekend.
Any sort of celebrity cheating on their wife? That never happens.
We are on fire today. We are just another level.
We should put a board up and just put checks like every time like there's like a celebrity that cheats.
We should do like bingo or something.
Yeah. Celebrity cheating bingo. You're like, yeah, I got Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's similar to you where he's never like wiped down. He doesn't really cheat because he's never like official with somebody. Like the girls that he's official with know that he's going to have an orgy on a yacht that weekend. We're like up. They're just aware that they're not the only one.
Well, who's in a long-term relationship right now? I don't even keep up with any of this crap.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Well, that's why I'm here, David.
Oh, you think Travis Kelce will like do a boom boom on someone else, or you think it's gonna be the other way around?
What is boom boom?
You're gonna find out Taylor Swift cheated on Travis Kelce.
Well, first, We're going to get to this Jeezy audio, and then I have the latest with Swift.
Let's go back to the Jeezy.
We're a little hyper today. We're a little around the corner. Yeah. All over the place.
Jeannie Mai seemingly accuses Jeezy of infidelity.
I'm taking it day by day.
As the rapper calls out his estranged wife for gatekeeping their daughter, Monaco.
That's the worst thing ever. I hate, it doesn't matter if the man cheats on the woman at all. And both genders do this. Whenever you gatekeep and you use your kid as a pawn, you are the scum of the earth. Scum. I've seen it all
scum,
the time.
Scum. Total scum.
Then you need a I need to skip over this because of copyright, because then Spotify's like, we can't have that. All right, here we go.
One guma, box obtained by ET Friday, the TV host more than hints Jeezy was unfaithful in their marriage, with Jeannie asking the court to enforce the infidelity section of their prenup, which comes with a penalty if either party steps out of the marriage.
Well, that's dumb on Jeezy. If he had that in the prenup and then he cheats, why would you put that in the prenup?
She looks like she don't take no shit.
Yeah, she has kind of like boss ass.
Yeah, she's got like boss eyes. Like she's gonna
energy.
Yeah, she wears the pants in that relationship.
I don't know if you noticed. Yeah, he's definitely whipped. I don't know if you noticed. Ever since I began my classy day job, I don't swear as much.
Oh,
so I said boss ass. I didn't say boss ass bitch.
But I
because that would be bad.
But I can though, right?
To a point.
To a point. Just don't say the C word.
Including sexual relations and sexting.
I wonder what it's like to sex Jeezy. Hey, you want to come into my hood?
You like sex? Sexting's so weird. Just send me nudes. I'm not gonna descriptively type.
It's always so off-putting when you read it the next day. Like, let's say you're sexting a girl, because I've had this all the time, where you're sexting them, and then you go to bed, and then the next morning, they're like, good morning, and then the previous thing was like, I'm gonna do this to you, and this, and then it's like...
You turn into, like, William Sextfear.
Who is that? I just wanted to be the laugh track at that joke.
William Shakespeare.
Oh, that's even better.
I was doing a play on William Shakespeare, William Sextfear, you know, whatever. Fuck it.
Ah, whatever.
Whatever.
I personally, this is my quote, and real is no cheat.
You don't think so?
Hell no.
Well, that's Jeezy a few weeks ago in a tell-all conversation with Nia Long in the wake of filing for divorce from Jeannie in September after 2 years of marriage.
This has not been a easy journey.
It's been hard only being with one woman, you know? It's hard, like...
It's been hard. She just bosses me around all the time. She doesn't let me spend my money when I want to. Like, I wanted a new grill. She said no to the grill.
She wants to know why I keep taking money out of the ATM. I've seen that with famous people. Listen.
Why did you take out $2,000 last night?
At 2:30.
And then
why did it say that? Why did it say you got a hotel room? What was that for?
I can tell you that I'm saddened. I can tell you that I'm disappointed. I can tell you that
I'm mad because I got this really dumb prenup where everything I'm going to do is going to end up costing me later on.
I'm uneasy, right? But again, like, God has put me in a different path.
Oh, stop it!
It's always God's on help me on a different path.
I've not seen
the light.
I'm pro or against God, but I hate when someone makes a bad choice and they go, oh, it's part of God's plan that I cheated on my wife
six
with
months,
side chicks at a nightclub.
Six
that was
months
a part
later,
of God's plan.
Was it rappers that coined the term side piece anyway as like a double entendre for like the girl on their side and like a gun on their hip or some shit like that?
Sounds pretty accurate.
Side piece.
Or I was thinking like, never mind. I was going to make a chicken joke.
In Italian, we called it gumads.
Gumads?
Yeah, gumads means side piece.
I've heard that word before.
Me in a different path.
This comes in response to Jeezy's recent filing about their nearly 2-year-old daughter.
I love being a mom.
Wall visitation dates for...
All right, I don't care anymore. I have that saying on here.
Yeah, all right.
If I'm bored, you're bored.
Yep. I'm ready to go to bed.
We're going to move on and talk about... Look at this picture.
Oh, there's Swiftie.
Let me put it on Hoppy TV.
Look how big her teeth are.
Look at that annoying picture right there. Look at this.
She looks so enamored.
Who, Brittany Mahomes or Swift? Brittany Mahomes looks insufferable to be around.
Oh, God. She looks... She's like, I hope she really likes me. I hope she likes me. Please like me.
Have you ever seen Brittany Mahomes' videos?
No, I really don't want to. I don't feel like cringing.
No. I think you want to cringe. Here we go. This
one. Tune in and say all those people that doubted us and hated on us and thought we were going to lose this day. Get the game!
Oh, God.
Tune in.
Can you imagine down. Being next to her?
God, she's her freaking head. What is she? Why is her head moving like a bobble? What is she? Who does she think she is? She looks like she's like trying to be like D'Lo Brown from WWF.
And I love how she's saying the word we as if she's involved in a success.
They did a great job just like stroking them off in the morning. Good job, girl. Keep up the good fight.
It is his high school sweetheart, you know. They all are very nice about it. All right. Here is the latest on Brittany Mahomes forcing a friendship with Taylor Swift, who probably doesn't care about her.
Taylor Swift is back in her supportive girlfriend era.
Look at her. She looks like obsessed.
On
crazy.
Sunday, the Lover singer was spotted cheering on her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, as the Kansas City Chiefs headed to Wisconsin.
Yeah, she's got crazy eyes.
Dude.
She's got crazy eyes. Like, Taylor Swift looks like, she looks like she's like in, really into it. And then Brittany's just like overwhelmed with excitement in herself. It's like, I don't know. It looks
sociopathic.
Yeah, it looks sociopathic. Who's that? What's that crazy girlfriend meme?
Yeah, that's literally Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, that's a crazy girlfriend meme.
That's literally her.
This is some
cringe. Green Bay Packers. In a video obtained by ESPN reporter Jeff Darlington, Taylor can be seen walking into the game with Patrick Mahomes' wife, Brittany. The duo was spotted showing their excitement from a box as the...
I wonder what it's really like when they're hanging out. Now with the pictures, I don't see them getting along at all.
I just don't understand why they're doing this for like... What's the point of all this publicity?
Well, it's making Swift a bigger name than ever. My mom now listens to her.
What do you mean bigger name than ever? How could possibly she get any fucking bigger?
Because middle-aged men are mad at her now, and she's getting attention. I talked about this on Twitter, and people said to me, I posted that this was a publicity stunt, and people were tweeting me, why does she need to have that if she's the biggest name ever? Because she went from being the biggest name ever to being talked about everywhere. Middle-aged men watching football were not talking about her. Now middle-aged men watching football are talking.
Like, I tell you what about that Taylor Swift.
It's always the guys with the like
pretty
Trump,
little white girl.
The guys with like the Trump profile pictures. You know those like memes where it shows like what the average person that says mean comments are?
I think it's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's the one time of a show that we have the loud noises.
What do you mean? The loud noises when you jack up the audio on the freaking computer. Oh, my God. Mute my mic.
Here's what we're going to do. I think things are getting a little out of control. This show is becoming the Brittany Mahomes show, where it's becoming a little loud and a little crazy and a little out of
and
control.
A little sociopathic. And you never...
That would be because of you. I'm kidding. You're not a sociopath. But here's what I think we need to do. Also, because I need to go take a leak. We're going to be right back on Hopia.
A meeky leaky leak.
And I want to play this song that I heard Joe Budden play on his podcast last night. And it's from, let me see. It's from 1994. I want to see if you know this song, David. If I can find a song. It's called This Little Game We Play with Subway and 702. It's a sexy R&B song. Because you know that when you're about to get laid, you put on Happy Hour. That's the my booming voice and David's one-liners is what really turns on a girl.
It's like trying to get laid at a circus sideshow.
David, so that really is an accurate description. It almost is like that I have on my bio that it's an in-studio circus. Because when I think of my brand going all over the place, dude, that would be this show. You have Ryan Hoppy. What position would you be at the freak show?
Next time I have a girl come over, I'm going to literally put this song on.
It's 10 when, hours. Just go on his YouTube video.
We're about to do it. You're in for a treat now, honey.
All right, this just got really off-putting.
This is Ryan's bedroom.
Yeah!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, babe, 'cause I'm ready.
Hey, yeah.
this little game we play. You go hide and I will sleep. Let me be the one to make you. Thinking about you every day. Got me feeling kinda freaky. Girl, why you wanna leave me that way?
Boy, I don't wanna leave you, so I'll stay for a little while. But we play by my rules, 'cause me and
this little game we play. You go higher and I will seek. Let me be the one to make you.
Favorite YouTube comment about this video says that these were 14-year-olds singing these lyrics, and that's the most 1994 thing ever. I wonder if R. Kelly was their producer.
The game is gonna get
high. Well, I mean, you remember Chris Brown when he came out and he was like 16 singing about like,
I'ma take you down and show you what I'm all about.
Gimme that, gimme that. Make you saying he can't be, I'll do things that make you say he can't be 16 or some BS. I don't remember.
And then 2009 happened, and he never recovered. Although, I think he's one of the best singers
ever. Recovered. He's been, like, he's put out, like, hit songs for, like, the last decade.
He's got a weird legacy, though.
Get tainted, for sure.
He's definitely not liked by older people. People our age that grew up with him like him. But I think if 2009 never happened, there definitely would be more of an appreciation for him, because he's one of the greatest of all time of anything in music. He was...
Wow, you're calling Chris Brown a goat?
Chris Brown is the goat. I have like 100 of his songs favorited on my YouTube, on Spotify.
I go there.
I go there whenever.
It's a very, very generous...
Come on.
Recommendation.
The guy literally... He can dance, he can rap okay, he can sing. Dude, he's up there. I'm just saying. Remember Felicity Huffman getting in trouble?
Who?
It felt like I would be a bad mother if I didn't do it. So I did it. It was sort of like my daughter's future, which meant I had to break the law.
Desperate housewife Felicity Huffman breaking her silence on the college admission scam, telling KABC News she had second thoughts driving her daughter to take her SATs, knowing she had paid a proctor $15,000 to falsify her test score.
She was.
Can you imagine doing that?
What? Should I even let you go take this test since I already paid someone to like give you the best score ever?
And the kid didn't even want to go to college. She was just doing it because she wanted her kid to be something. I mean, her kid was popular on YouTube.
Why would you send your kid to college anyway?
Especially, well, they're rich, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, they just want them to send them to like elitist college.
We want to let everybody know.
So they can join the sororities and
hang out
with the daughters of like other rich people so they can all make friends.
Sounds about right.
Yep, that's the only point of college.
He was going, can we get ice cream afterwards? Scared about the test. What can we do that's fun? And I kept thinking.
I am sick of hearing that cackling hum.
Yeah.
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
Where was she the housewife? Where was she the housewife of Fub again?
What do you mean?
What area?
What?
Was he a desperate housewife? I don't even know.
It's all the same thing. Desperate Housewives was
shows.
The fictional version of the Kardashians. Like, that was like my mom used to watch that, the show on ABC.
It's like mind-melting material.
Yeah. Speaking of someone that would melt your mind.
Kayla Nicole shares how she shakes off the haters. Amid her ex Travis Kelce's headline-making romance with Taylor Swift, the Tribe Therapy founder takes to Instagram on November 29th for a Q&A with her followers. In response...
I love this. Because I totally don't have experience with this. I love when you date a girl and she's dating a public figure... And afterwards, they're like, I don't need the man. And you break up for that reason. And then they talk about you. And it's like, because you're nothing without me. And it's the same thing here with Kayla Nicole.
I don't need you.
I don't need you, but I'm going to talk about you.
She just looks like.
She's hot. She's so hot.
I don't know if she's hot. She just looks like.
Crazy.
She could be irritating.
The ones that are really hot are always irritating. Always, because they're so beautiful, they mask their hideous personality, David.
That's true.
Like, the ones that are 10 out of 10s, I've learned this in life from experience. The ones that are hot, hot! The ones that everybody goes, oh my God, that girl's so beautiful. Gotta watch out for them, David. You would know.
They're the real trouble.
Yeah.
They're the real trouble. Toxic.
Response to the question, how do you tune out the noise? Kayla writes, noise never comes from someone who has more. More love, more joy, more peace. Misery loves company. The 32-year-old adds, hate is a projection of an individual's self-worth. I do not have to receive or entertain it.
You're projecting that you hate that your ex-boyfriend's in a happy relationship. You out of touch imbecile. No one knows who you are either unless you go Travis Kelce's ex. That's what I love about ex-girlfriends of celebrities. They're mad and they talk crap about the guy, but then it's like, without you.
Of course they talk crap so they can get some clout. It's all about the clout chasing.
Clout chasing losers.
Clout chasing lovely ladies.
Yeah! You're like keeping it clean, David. I appreciate you.
Also asking myself, will this matter to me in months from now? The answer is always no.
It will matter to you because it doesn't seem like you're over your ex, so you're pretty much just living in the past. 856-49-HOPPY. We have this here.
But I kind of thought, wasn't it obvious?
Billie Eilish says she unintentionally came out. The pop star attended Variety's Hitmakers on December 2nd.
Doesn't she just dress like a douchebag? She just dresses like, oh my God, I'm so different.
She dresses like a 12-year-old boy who's like trying to be a skateboarder. All right, Tony Hawk. Jeez. Why don't everybody just got to be posers of everything nowadays?
Like, yeah, Billie Eilish reeks of poser energy.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my God.
I'm Billie Eilish.
She and brother Phineas were honored with Film Song of the Year for What Was I Made For, featured in Greta Gerwig's Barbie movie. When asked to clarify if she meant to come out in her recent Variety cover story while on the red carpet, Billie said this.
All right, we got to talk about your cover story because you mentioned that you felt like for a long time women didn't like you. And when that came out, all the women were like...
I wonder why women didn't like you. She seems like so much fun to be around. When I think of fun, I think of Billie Eilish.
She's just an artist, okay? I am just a high-thinking... expressive artist.
I'm smarter than you. I am better than you. And I am famous. And I have a weird relationship with my brother.
Why is she dressed like an extra from Run DMC here? What is she wearing? She looks like she's going to go like fucking spray graffiti on something.
We love her.
I know.
How did that reception feel? Has your mind changed a little bit?
I'm still scared of them, but I think they're pretty.
All right, me too. Here's the thing. She's wearing a Dodgers jacket. I bet she knows everything about the Los Angeles Dodgers, and she's totally not being a poser to try to promote LA.
She's just repping LA. Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah, you go up to her. What's your favorite part about the Dodgers? David, are you on TikTok?
Nope.
I mean, federal judge.
What?
I put stuff on TikTok, but I don't use that crap.
No. Well, I'm very proud of you. Betches Love Brunch is decently popular on TikTok.
Yeah, it's not on Instagram, too.
Yeah.
I haven't checked that.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked Montana's ban on TikTok that was supposed to go into...
I didn't get why Montana had to block TikTok, because there's nothing to do in Montana. You might as well let them be on TikTok. Oh, my God. I'm living in Montana or visiting Montana, and I'm having so much fun.
Effect next month. He ruled the first of its kind statewide ban oversteps state power and likely violates the First Amendment. TikTok has been under fire over fears its Chinese parent company could give sensitive user information to the country's communist government. Montana officials have...
Here's the thing. I love when boomers hate on Gen Z and millennials for using TikTok, but then they'll do the... What personality do you have quiz? Or what Disney princess character are you quiz on Facebook? And that effing info is being sent somewhere. You don't think it's infuriating.
My question is, like, what is the Chinese government doing with your stupid housewife doing some stupid ass dance in her
They're laughing at us.
Yeah, they're like, look at these dumb Americans.
Oh, God. Drives me nuts, David. It drives me off this wall that people get mad about TikTok. Does Flint, Michigan have water, David? I think there might be issues in this country more than TikTok.
I don't know what's flowing through it right now. They should just flow beer through those lines.
Yeah.
Alcohol kills off the germs.
The Buffalo Bills star and the arrest warrant tonight. Police issuing the warrant for NFL star Von Miller, accused of assaulting his pregnant girlfriend at their home in Dallas.
Here's a football player with CTE being a scumbag? No! You never hear about that.
Never happens. CTE.
Our investigative correspondent, Aaron Kuchersky, tonight.
Tonight, star Buffalo Bills linebacker Von Miller turning himself into police, accused of assaulting his girlfriend of 7 years.
Can you imagine that? Like, you're turning yourself in, you're one of the greatest football players ever, and you walk in and you go, yeah.
Is he one of the greatest football players ever?
He's up there. I'd say so.
What, like, he's like Lawrence Taylor up there?
Hall of Fame. He's not like a GOAT, but he's definitely going into the Hall. I would like to think so. Man. I don't know much about sports radio, even though I did it for 9 months, but I'm saying I would like to think Von Miller's a Hall of Famer.
The Bills are absolutely falling apart right
now. I love it. I hate that Bills Mafia members. I'm going to break my head. I'm going to break a table over my head because we're so edgy in Buffalo.
I think it's just because they're trying to like dull the pain of going to the game. They're trying to like, maybe if I jump through this flaming table when we lose, this isn't going to feel so bad. I think that's really what it is.
Maybe the pain will be better than watching Josh Allen choking overtime.
Yeah. Or them putting 12 men on the field during a field goal. What a joke this NFL season is. I can't even watch it anymore.
Brady said something to somebody where he said it's becoming a joke, essentially.
Yeah, because nobody wants to, like, Mac Jones doesn't want to take a hit. Like, you're your quarterback. Stand up and throw the ball, you peon.
Police say they responded to what they called a major disturbance at a Dallas home late Wednesday morning. Court records say Miller's girlfriend told police they were arguing about upcoming travel plans when she slammed the door of the office, which made Miller visibly angry. As she tried to leave, Miller allegedly began to shove and push her, all while telling her to leave. And at one point, she says he began applying pressure around her neck for 3 to 5 seconds before letting go. And while
sounds like a good guy.
What does that even mean, applying pressure? Did he goozle her?
He sounds like a terrible person.
Sounds like they fought over something really stupid, too.
Yeah.
Travel plans. We're going to have a big blow up over travel plans.
That's how arguments usually are. The ones that are over the dumbest things are always the ones that are the
craziest. Because you're dating toxic people.
I've never done that. I've never dated a toxic girl. I can't even give you a respectable answer to that, David. I can't even sit here and say that that's not false or true.
Toppy's here to trauma bond.
Yeah, we are. Baker Mayfield is going to be having a baby. Woohoo! Good for him. Also, Britney Spears is reconciling with her mom, and she's going to begin doing it with Jamie next week, which is called publicity for the book. Jussie Smollett, a.k.a. the French actor known as Jussie Smollett from the Dave Chappelle skit, is all smiles at Nobu after losing appeal for the hate crime hoax conviction. So pretty much his jail time is being suspended for a year. I would just want to get it over with. He's thinking he's not going to go to jail. That was a waste of everybody's time and money.
He's going to do everything he can to get out of it.
Yeah, he will. Speaking of somebody that tries to do everything to get out of it, Alec Baldwin right here jokes about being old and gray during haircut with his sons. Oh, he's so relatable. He got a haircut and he's going gray because of his kids? No, he's going gray because he got away with manslaughter. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud wears prison reform cleats with free pops stitched on it as a tribute to his father, who is serving 38 years behind the bars.
Behind the bars?
Behind bars.
Was he serving tequila? or is he selling the Shawshank Redemption?
He's serving 38 years to life in prison for misdemeanor sexual battery, robbery, kidnapping, and carjacking, and drug dealing.
That's it? Jeez.
Yeah, free pops. We really need him out and about. We need that guy free.
A couple of misdemeanors. He's like, I don't know, carjacking,
manslaughter. Oh, yeah, free my dad. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Please, free my dad.
He's only got a couple of misdemeanors and a carjacking and a... What is it? What else? That's a laundry list.
Yeah. I appreciate CJ defending his dad who brought him into this world, but yeah, your dad should probably not be free. Your dad's kind of a scumbag. Like, I'm not going to hate on you, CJ. You're a good football player. The Texans are surprisingly good this year, but that doesn't mean that your dad that's been accused of every single charge ever should be free.
I don't know. 38 years seems a little harsh.
Yeah.
He didn't kill anybody.
I don't know.
People have killed people and, like, gotten less time than that.
If the glove fits, whatever.
I mean, I don't know. Ask OJ about that.
Yeah. It's the closing music. A.K.A. the music that came with this board. Any final thoughts, David Pezza?
What, this music came with this board?
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good. Final thoughts, we're already at an hour. Jeez.
Hour and 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, look at that. It is an official hobby hour. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All the mutants out there, you guys keep us going. We appreciate you. It has been a great time, as always.
Goodbye.
Love it.
Happy hour. Happy hour.